In Search of Self by Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata. People say that New York City is no place for the pursuit of peace and happiness, as there are many distractions. But I have been so completely submerged in Bhagavan's grace that I have no time for anything else but to meditate on Bhagavan. The advent of Guru Ramana at Arunachala is the signal to mankind that everyone can practice his path without leaving his home or job. If we can succeed in turning our gaze inward and spend a few minutes doing it regularly every day at a fixed hour, both in the morning and night, we shall surely be launched on that wonderful path, which is the summum bonum of human life. He taught the direct path of self-inquiry and asked us to practice, "Who am I?" This is the path that does not require any ritualistic discipline on the part of the follower. It is immaterial to which religion one belongs. All religions of the world teach us the same thing, how to find the self within ourselves. The most important thing is to apply the teachings to our lives through constant practice. In the modern age, when there is so much individual and group skepticism towards the spiritual path, it would be worthwhile to ponder and look into our inner selves. If we turn our attention to the center from where the sound or breath emanates, we shall find that it is the heart on the right side of the chest. By meditating on it, we can easily slow down our thought patterns, and the time will come when peace and bliss will inundate our whole being. This is the most simple and direct method by which we can succeed in discarding the ignorance of the mind and achieve a wonderful glimpse of peace and tranquility. Even without ever seeing Bhagavan physically, I find my whole life transformed by him. It is Bhagavan's grace and blessings that have brought me to the present phase of life. My childhood dream of knowing the secrets of spiritual life has come true. And from that moment in Darjeeling, Himalayas, when Bhagavan's name came into my life, I have always considered him to be my guru. But I had to wait for 13 years until Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi gave me darshan in a dream. Since then, I have become his servitor and have been on the road to Arunachala. I don't think I could have been fortunate enough to drink the nectar of Bhagavan's teachings if I had seen him in the body. No amount of lectures or book reading could have given me that insight into the self that the very name of Bhagavan has bestowed upon me. For me, any place and time is good for meditation. Bhagavan's grace has so overwhelmed me that I ride the crest of the wind and travel to the end place. But where is the end place in our wide world? That is right in our heart. If we simply withdraw our attention from the external world and turn to the heart, we shall find ourselves diving deep into the river of peace and bliss. At any time, any place, and under any circumstances, we can take a few minutes from our busy life and spend them in meditation and saturate ourselves with peace and bliss. If we chase the shadow, we shall never succeed in catching it. But if you turn our back on it, like a faithful servant, the shadow will follow us wherever we go. If we pour oil on fire, we can't extinguish it. Similarly, by craving for and fulfilling our desires, we shall never be able to quench our thirst for enjoyment. Happiness is within, and we have to dive deep within to experience it. When we dig a well for water, we don't go digging just anywhere. We look around and select a place that has the potential for it. Then we start digging and go on doing it until we find not just a trace of water, but the source of continuous supply. So we must start digging for the water of happiness if we want to quench our spiritual thirst. When I begin to describe my deep experiences, words freeze and sentences lose the power to communicate. My life is now so much saturated in Bhagavan that I don't need to read books or cultivate austere disciplines. The very name of Bhagavan is the boat for me on which I can cross the sea of ignorance. So much power flows to the heart that I feel like opening its floodgates and letting the world be drowned in Arunachala's peace and bliss. Nothing in my life is sacred. Whatever comes to me from Bhagavan belongs to all. But when the sun rises, all the buds do not blossom. Those who are ready to partake of Bhagavan's grace shall be led to the ashram where the great Guru Ramana abides and will draw peace and bliss to enrich their lives. Guru Ramana is the self in the heart, and he is ever there to guide us to the truth. Bhagavan Ramana asks us to turn within and find out who this I is and where it comes from. The direct path of self-inquiry is the easiest path given to mankind by the silent sage of Arunachala. By practicing the path of who am I, we can reach the source of power. Do not ask what to believe and what not to believe, what to follow and what not to follow. What is needed is the will to see the sun of suns, and the rest is taken care of. Keep the daily routine of your life, but spare some time for your search. The result will not only be satisfactory, but overwhelming. In the modern age, many think that to travel on the path laid down by the seers and sages from all traditions is not possible, or rather very difficult, but it is not so. Amidst all the travails and trials, we are always the self. And if we simply dive deep into the heart and remain immersed in it for a short while each day, we shall soon discover the truth of the teachings. There is no use talking about the color of the water and wrangling over its taste if we are not cared to drink it and experience its true flavor. The great Guru Arunachala Shiva Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi says about the heart in these verses: in the inmost core, the heart shines as Brahman alone, as I, the self-aware. Enter deep into the heart by search for self, or diving deep, or with breath adachyak, does abide ever in Atman. Sri Ramana Gita. That in which all these worlds are fixed, of which they are, from which they arise, for which they exist, because of which they come into being, and which they really are, that alone is real, the truth. That is the treasure in the heart, or may we adore that at heart. Ullathu Narpadu Anubandham. Since the moment I came to realize the ever-flowing grace of Bhagavan surging in my heart like the mighty Ganga, scriptures and books have pushed me more and more to the heart, and it is by the sheer abidance in the heart that I can experience His grace and blessings all the time. It is by going deeper and deeper into the inmost recesses of the heart that I begins to shine, and time and space are left far behind. There is nothing but the ever-abiding self in the heart, and my life has taken an entirely new path that words and sentences are incapable of describing. I am abiding in Bhagavan, who is nothing but the heart, who is Arunachala Ramana, whom I never tire of speaking about. Let me repeat from Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi's own words. In the recesses of the lotus-shaped heart of all, beginning with Vishnu, there shines as absolute consciousness the Paramatman, who is the same as Arunachala or Ramana. When the mind melts with love of him and reaches the inmost recess of the heart, wherein he dwells as the beloved, the subtle eye of pure intellect opens and he reveals himself as pure consciousness. It is the world of peace and happiness that saturates my entire being, and in his name I walk, move and keep on drinking deep in the eternal Ramana. He is much more present in me than the sun, the moon and the stars. When I see the sun shining and feel the wind blowing, I am automatically drawn into the heart where I experience the presence of Bhagavan, and I am immersed in that state for a while. The awareness in the heart very easily draws the mind into the heart, and the world of senses and sight becomes a distant thing. April 14, 1968, Brooklyn, New York, on the 18th anniversary of Sri Bhagavan's Mahasamadhi.